I grew up in South Philly, right off of Girard, I think, or she used to be more. It was rough because we used to live in apartments around there. My parents, she was like 15 when she had me. She had to strive and nobody would help her by herself. So coming up was bad because we didn't have all the things we could have. My mom was independent. She did what she had to do, as in working and stuff, to save up so we could get up out of there before you knocked the buildings down. And she did. Now we moved to Alleyne, and we live in a good neighborhood. A lot of people I know there support me, positive, and they are a good influence on my life. The happiest moment of my life will be when I move out of the ghetto. Less people I had to worry about stealing bikes. I didn't even own a bike until I moved. Because people would try to steal it. Drug dealers, crackheads, anything to get money. Sell the bikes in part. Steal games. I couldn't own any game systems, any good shoes, or nothing. I figured I'm probably going to be the only black person in my family to graduate from college. I mean, high school. So that's a big goal for me. I want to be different from everybody else. I want to be the one that bring the family out of the gutter, and at least to average living, like, just be able to pay rent on time. I just want to help. I'm hoping to help my cousins out because they're the only ones who's not doing very well. They're not doing very well in the family because their mom, she's married and she stay at home. She don't work. And her husband left her. So now she got to try to get herself together and start working to take care of her kids. And it's hard to find work when she not used to working all her life. And I'm going to try to do good, save up so I can help my other family, part of my family out. Get them into college and stuff. Like me, I plan to go to college. I plan to have a good house, a good car, good neighborhood and everything. No matter what's going on in the world, I know my family gonna have a place to live, things to eat, and like being taken care of. So I won't have to worry about them being homeless. I should be able to own a good house for friends to stay if they don't have nowhere to go. I should be able to drive my friends somewhere. I should be able to do this and all that. I just think the criminal system is messed up because as I left Mural Arts on Wednesday of last week, the cops stopped me because they thought that I robbed somebody's house because I was crossing the train tracks with my friends coming from the mall. We crossed the train tracks. The cops grabbed us up and threw us in the back seat, asking us questions, did we rob a house? And then start searching us. And they found my PSP. They thought I stole it. They didn't even let me get time to answer. Then they took me down to the district. And then when we get to the district, they find out it wasn't us and let us walk all the way back home from the 35th. No, that was like my third time happening to me. I just think that's messed up because they could at least apologize or drove me halfway home or something. They just threw me on the curb and told me to go home. Construction. So be a manager. Yeah. Tell people what to do, when to do it, and how I want it done. I think, I don't know, it's just greed in me. I like being in control. It's like I could make them build the building that represents me. It shows like, I don't know, a material thing that I created. Like, so when I pass, my kids could be like, oh, my father built this, he did this, he did that. Something good to look at on my family. A significant monument to me. It won't be nothing that'll put me down. I'll know that everything is taken care of. And from that point, we only could do better. We can't fail. Because once it's all on, everything is on time, the money that we saved up, we could just use that for whatever fails. And there's no way that we go back to the bottom of being another statistic. And it's just gonna keep making our statistic better as other families do the same as we done.